views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, radio.fm, and the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today on my show, I have one of my favorite energetic practitioners, Mark Kettenbach, and he is a passionate person focused on results. His inspiring energy helps people to find their true passion in life. His energetic work and teachings are long-lasting, proven, and empower his clients to get exactly what they want to do for their lives. Mark is an energetic speaker, author, transformational coach, a martial artist with more than three decades of experience, a certified trainer in several energetic modalities, hypnosis coach, and NLP trainer. People like to call him a New Age shaman. Mark is also co-founder of two powerful transformational tools, Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions. And in 2014, we co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars, and we are happy to say that our E-Up online program is now out and ready for people to enjoy. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you for the introduction. Nice to be back.
And congratulations on your wedding.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there we go. So we are talking today about feeding your spirit, feeding your physical body, feeding your soul and spirit. And so I'm just going to give the floor to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Because we already have a caller on, but we'll give you a chance to say what you need to do, what you wanted to get across before we take the first caller.
the sum up.
Yeah, there we go.
How to balance your life? Well, actually, the last bunch of weeks and stuff, when I was looking at people's problem, I had to deal with my own problems. That reminded me again that we also have this key in the energetic upgrade, which is the body, soul, and spirit is on it. It's like a triad, if so to speak. And all of these three things, which kind of sum up everything a human being or a conscious mind traveling in a human body sums it up. So, a lot of times I run into that people, if they start a spiritual journey or if they more care about energetic work, they kind of have the tendency, well, that's the other side of that token, to forget about the physical world, to forget about their body. They're kind of traveling now on this 3D world with. They kind of forget that they need to keep themselves in shape physically to be mental in shape, to kind of be energetically in shape. Then you have, on the other hand, people, they're very physical, very caught up in that 3D world, and they have the tendency to all forget that they have a soul at all, that there is a connection to the higher self, to the spirit. And the approach today is to shift all listeners more to that to have a balance out triad in that case, and to really feel where it, and on, let's say, in what corner of that triad the next work needs to be done, so to speak.
And so the balance is what you're talking about is the important thing here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And well, I used to have had a teacher that could be neutral to anything. But if you think about it, if you can be neutral to anything, that doesn't really help you, your soul to grow, because if you do something you don't like, you just get yourself neutral to it and go on. So you're not really growing as a person, are you? Because you be neutral and say, so what? So this can also like stop people from going somewhere.
Yeah, so, I've noticed that with a lot of people that the, you know, if there's a real major division between what the soul wants, and that usually, you know, you can feel that in your heart. That's, you know, what your soul wants, you feel. And the thinking part is more the physical world, in my experience. And so you want those to be as even as possible. Like if you take the authentic self triad that we talk about in our online program, we, you know, that is your body, your soul, and your spirit. And when those three are in total balance, that's when you live a life that, you know, you follow your heart, but you also, as you said, you know, you have to perform in the third dimensional world to be able to succeed. And so it's a fine balance. There's so much happening for so many people in this world, you know, and we're inundated with all the things that we should do and all of that, you know, what we should do, what we're supposed to do, what other people around us are doing. And then there's kind of what we feel in our heart, where we want our soul's path is what I call it. And so, you know, how do we go about balancing these?
First of all, I would say you got to detect where the major weakness is. Okay, let's see, for all people who listen in, it is actually the soul. And from there, it's not the mind, but more the will. A lot of people are weak to their will, meaning they don't get to do things in their will. They're kind of like postponing is the word coming up, pushing it to some other day to do it. Then excuses are coming up. It's kind of inner beliefs that it's not the right time right now. Having creating misinterpretations about things, that is another weakness. Let's get this one shifted here. What are you getting, Colette?
Well, what I was getting on an astrological, I've been picking this up for quite a few, but the last couple months, the astrological effects that are happening right now on the planet, not just in the planet, in the entire universe, but it's also coming up for me timing. And so when I say astrological, because we are in the year 2016, that adds up to 9. 9 is a year of completion. And when we are in a 9 year, what happens is all the things that we've done for the last 9 years, we want to strengthen what we want to hang on to and then let go of what isn't working for us. It's kind of like cashing in on all the hard work that you did for 9 years. And that's what happened with me with my dragons. I mean, I worked on them for 9 years, and this year I brought them out at the end of April. And so it's kind of really getting in touch with that. And yesterday was the 27th, and that adds up to 9 also. So we have like a 9, 9, 9. It's the 9th month. It's, you know, the 27th adds up to 9. And then we're also in a 9 year. And what I was picking up is that this was like a portal, a gateway for people, because this 999 doesn't happen that often. And so this is like a portal or a gateway for people to let go of karmas, is what I was getting. There's a lot of unresolved karmas out there that affect people in ways that they don't necessarily know. So that's when you were talking, that's what I was picking up on it. One thing I wanted to say for myself, I wanted to not forget to say this. I have the Life Sparks book that I put out with the 20 other authors. That just went to the bestseller list in 3 categories on Amazon. And for today, until the end, I think till midnight today, you can get that.
Oh, you
book.
Did put that out? Oh, that is cool. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that. I just thought you wrote something, and I didn't know that you produced the whole thing.
Oh, no, no. I was one of 20 other authors, but we wrote stories of inspiration, and the book itself went to the bestsellers list yesterday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
And so You can go to Amazon and you can order that book right now for 99 cents just till the end of today as an ebook.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just wanted to tell
you. Can you also buy the physical book?
Yes,
and have it, yeah. Do they send it abroad, so to speak, to Europe as well? Probably.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's through cool. Amazon. So yeah, you can get it at Amazon, and it's been in the book form for about a month now, and we just released it as an ebook. So I'm really excited that happened. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. When we return, we're going to grab these calls that people have been patiently waiting. And if anyone else wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we will make some more shift happen.
Calling all intuits, healers, and readers, you are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Healing our planet, sharing our gifts. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. If you are a reader, healer, or artisan, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
Tune into The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's MichaelShane.com. Shane.com and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And Mark, before we continue, I just want to get you to share your contact information with everyone.
Sure. www.mark, M-A-R-C, Kettenbach, one word, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. Or you can find me on Facebook under my name. And of course, under energeticupgrade.com, you'll find Colette and myself.
Perfect. And just to let people know, we're going to start taking these calls now. And you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And so we're going to take the first caller here. And this is Uli in Vancouver.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Is it Uli or Julie?
Uli.
Is it Uli?
It's Uli.
Okay, good. I just thought, I might have someone might have forgotten the J on the front.
All right. Looks like it, right? I was like, what kind of name is that?
Because you, we just wanted to make sure we had your name right. What can we do for you today, Uli?
So I basically have an Etsy shop, and I'm an artist as well as I'm in finance. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, I want to grow my business on the side, and I'm wondering sort of how to do this, and something's obviously holding me back, and I was just looking for some help with that.
Cool. Okay, so I like
sorry
to get
if
a-
I interrupt. I didn't get the thing about the shock or shot. Well, what was that at the beginning?
I have an Etsy shop, so basically online I sell a lot of my art.
She's selling art? Is that online?
Oh, a shop. No, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yes,
it is online.
Yeah, Julie, okay. So it's online, Mark. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. And so I just like to get a baseline from people so that we can get a feeling for how it's shifting. So when you think about putting your work out there and it not getting out, that's what's coming up as the weakness for me. On a scale of 0 to 10, where are you, 10 being like at the worst, how upset are you about this, and 0 being neutral?
Say it was about a 7 or an 8.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting a little bit lower. It's like, but I'm just going to hand this over to Mark. And what are you picking up here, Mark?
What kind of art are you doing, Yuli?
So it's empowerment art. It's mixed media.
Okay.
It's fun.
Is that basically done by you, or are you the one who sells different artists?
It's done by me.
Okay. And this is all like, is that in printed version, or is that on what do you call it, on the computer done like with several programs, or how do I?
Both. So there's a physical canvas that I work on, and then printed onto different products.
Okay. So I'm getting a weakness to go from the physical product into the digital. There's like a big weakness for you. And it triggers in a way putting down to numbers, like everything, then it gets binary and zeros and ones. And that's kind of like if you on some level, if you take the beauty and the way of how art is and then put it down into a very rational zeros and ones kind of thing. So like it would nail down the power of the art or weaken the power of the art. So let's make you strong in that. And take this weakness out of your system.
That was the number one weakness I was picking up also, is the computer end of it and the mix.
Okay.
As soon as you said that, mixed media, it didn't come up medium. Like what medium are you working for in the beginning when you paint, or are you working with acrylics, oils, pastels? What are you using?
A little bit of everything, but mostly acrylics.
Yeah, because this is what I'm picking up, is all these mixed emotions about the mixed media and the word media instead of medium. So it's kind of like you have a weakness to putting, as Mark said, that's what I was picking up too, as a weakness to putting this artwork out in a changed form in computer graphics is basically what's coming up. So we just want to strengthen you to all computer experiences. Have you ever worked with a computer and it was really slow and it didn't work very well for you?
That was a long time ago, but yes.
Okay, and how long time ago was that?
Oh, I don't know, maybe like 15 years ago.
Okay, because it's coming up weak experiences that you've had of that, and it's kind of like you've worked through those, and I'm getting that you're much more technologically you're strong. Just testing that. It's not that you have a weakness to the skills. So it's more like kind of what I call residual memories, which is kind of like if someone smoked in your house and then you clean the air out of your house and then you think it smells okay, but you come back, go out and you come back and you can still smell that one little hint of it. So you just want to take all hesitations that that's creating for you to put your workout in several different ways. It's creating the mixed medium is creating mixed emotions is what's coming up. And I'm also picking up past lifetime experience of being an artist. And, you know, the starving artist syndrome, it's coming up for you that you can't sell your art until you're dead, basically. And so you want to clear that, you know, that a lot of people will say artists have to be starving. And then when they die, then all of a sudden, you know, once they die, all of their artwork is worth more money. So I'm correcting myself to that, too, because I would prefer to, you know, enjoy the artwork I put out also. At this, in this lifetime, I'm strengthening that for all artists out there. I just wanted to check in with you. How are you feeling about it right now? Are you noticing a shift?
It's lighter. It's funnier.
Yeah, there you go.
that have a number? Like, how does funny have a number?
I would say 4 or 5.
Yeah, and I once again, I'm getting 3. What are you getting, Mark?
2 to 3. I'll go with that. Yeah. So let's make your perception strong, that changes can be done. And also, you said a little bit of everything, and that kind of weakens you too. That the thought of to have to play in all the grounds in order to not miss any person who could kind of buy the art or something. So let's make you strong to just deal with in one area you have the most fun, and that can change. If you start with one way of painting, for example, and after 2 years you don't like it anymore, that you can totally shift over to some other place and still people would buy it, and it would not be held against you. So there are some fears around that. And then come back to your father in a way. Well, what was your relationship with your dad?
I would say it wasn't the best.
Is that a little bit of everything also?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so let's take this off there. Make it strong.
Matt, that was a good, strong correction there, Mark.
A little bit of everything. Thank you. So how is it now? How are you feeling, Yuli?
I'd say a 1 to 2. It kind of opened my eyes a little bit as to how my father came into this at all. So.
This is really powerful. Common when people think they have a problem and they try to logically think, okay, how can I solve this problem? What happens is that gets in the way of actually solving the problem with creative solutions. And I'm getting that this is your artwork on some level is about proving yourself to your dad. Mm-hmm. And proving yourself to authority figures throughout the world that, you know, and it's, again, this starving artist thing. So we just want to strengthen you to all, any karma you have with this. This is a karmic space of all or nothing, actually, that I'm picking up here. And that's when people kind of waver between being very arrogant or being very victim. And mentality. So we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, you're strong to both ends of that, and that any karma that you have with victimizing others, being a victim, it's coming up being kind of crushed is what's coming up. And it's weird because you know how they make paints and the pigments. A lot of times they, you know, they crush different metals or plant materials or whatever. So we just want to strengthen you to that. Have you ever painted with oil?
A long time ago, yes.
And how? And why did you stop painting with oil?
I think I just lost practice. And then I kind of, for some reason, it's the one I shy away from the most. That's the medium I shy away from.
Yeah, but you're really actually quite strong to doing it that old-fashioned way, you know, in a way. Yes. So it just strengthened you to that. The problem with oil paint is it takes so long for it to dry. And so,
well,
you know, it's a little bit, you know, in between. Yeah.
Mixed medium.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you,
to go take a break here. So if you want to hang on, Uli, if you want to hang on, we'll just, Mark and I'll work on this on the break and see if we can get you to zero when we come back. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. Tales from the Vector, if you're interested in my energy correcting cards and paintings now available, and that's TAILS from thevector.com. And for information regarding the energetic upgrade online program, you can go to www.energeticupgrade.com, and I'm on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you wanted to make more money without working harder or more? Maybe you've tried new ways to bring in extra income without success. Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including abundance. Did you know many times we have an invisible income ceiling? So no matter what we do, our income never goes up, or if our income does go up, we experience an unexpected expense that negates this. How much would it be worth to significantly increase your income or even have unexpected income show up? When I was in the corporate world, I used these techniques to increase my income by tens of thousands of dollars without changing my work routine. In fact, I worked even less, and I now help clients do the same. If this resonates for you and you're truly ready for abundance in your life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and I have Mark Kettenbach on the show with me today, and we are ready to correct some more energy. We have Uli
yes,
on the line.
Yes, we are. And bring him in.
Uli, I just would like to check in with you and see where are you at right now?
I feel a lot lighter.
Yeah.
I would say maybe a one or a two.
Yeah, I'm just getting for you that you need to paint with your heart. What I mean by that is put your work out there from the heart, and then the marketing part is like more of a thinking thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I'm getting that you don't want to mix up, trying to please other people with your artwork.
Correct.
You need to please yourself with your artwork and then attract the people that are pleased by your artwork. And I'm just getting that for your dad, you being an artist is not pleasing for him. For him. And see, this is something that a lot of women tend to do. They want to please their fathers, right? And so we just strengthen you to that. You know, do you believe in God?
I do.
Okay, so that's your father. And I mean, the God I'm talking about is the one of 100% infinite potential, the love that the universe has for you and everything that you do as an individual. Like, anyone can go out there and do what other people are doing. But when you step into your power as an individual and put that out from your heart, your artwork will just naturally will be attracted to it that are resonating with that same vibe. And so just strengthening you to that, that when you're painting and when you're in the process of that, that you don't have to put yourself into that thinking mind. I've got to make sure that this is pleasing for people to buy. This is artwork comes from the heart. And so just strengthening you to that, to be able to really feel that in a real strong way. Mark, any last corrections here for Julie?
All good. I'm all good. You said it all, I guess. It's all cool.
How do you feel, Julie?
I feel really good.
Good.
Perfect.
That's what we love to hear.
I'm so grateful.
And if you want to get closer with your art in terms of shifting it before you sell it to the client, or even if you have clients who want it and you want to shift that, the online program we have out will teach you how to do stuff like that. So that could be very, very much of interest. Just check it out. Look at it. It's on the energeticupgrade.com website under online program, of course, called Foundation.
I've actually already looked it up, and I'm going to actually sign on probably by the end of this year.
Perfect.
Awesome. Cool.
You should.
All right.
Give us feedback.
We have another caller here.
Thank
that's been patiently
so
waiting. This is Roberta from Vancouver, BC. Roberta, are you there? Roberta?
Hello?
Hi, Roberta.
Hello. Hey, Roberta, you're from Vancouver? We will be in Vancouver in March.
Excellent.
By the way.
All right. What can we do
for
you?
I love your N2H.
What was that?
Pardon me?
I liked your N2H.
Oh, the nice to have? Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, so what can we do for you today?
And your book, Colette.
Oh, thank you.
It's funny. So,
it's funny.
And it shifts. Happens. And,
yeah, I love it. It's fun. What can we do for you today? What would you like shifted?
The reason for my call today is my husband has coughing fits, and he couldn't phone in because he coughs and coughs and it won't stop.
And when did this start?
He can't seem to get rid of it. He did some work on the property, and since then, he's had.
Can I just ask you when? How long ago was this that it started?
Probably the beginning of the summer. It comes and goes.
Okay, and just getting in touch with that with you. How much is this bothering you to see him cough, or to hear him cough?
And,
actually.
Because he almost coughs till he pukes.
Yeah, I understand that. So we're just going to strengthen, that for you. Because what's coming up is it really bothers you to hear him cough and it bothers you to see him cough. But what I'd like to do is just get a baseline, 0 to 10, 10 being the worst. How is this affecting you? Where are you on that scale?
10.
10, okay. All right, Mark.
You got a lot of, by the way, I caught since like, I don't know, about 5 months, 5 weeks on and off. And I can see a lot of people, it's a lot of coughing because as Colette said, like these 9 years are now nailed down and then everybody gets like very pushed towards their limits, towards to be very straight out and honest with themselves. And I get a lot of people coughing, including myself, probably, because they're not all the time speaking the truth for themselves or they speak something which ain't and they know and all this kind of stuff. So we want to make him strong for speaking out loud and in your and his truth, whatever that might be. And your husband, the reason why it bugs you so much, it's an issue. We have the dad thing again with your dad speaking out there. the truth and or at least when he says something to not nod it off if you not agree. Back in the days, and I get this between 7 and 13, stuff like that. So let's make you strong to all that.
And what I want to point out here is that Mark is working on you because you're the person that called in, but we're also working on you and your husband. Most people, when they cough, they think it's about their lungs. And 90% of the time, it's actually about swallowing words. And funnily enough, I was coughing for 4 weeks straight in the same way. And that really irritated me because I really wanted to clear it like I usually do in a day, if at the most. And this is something that's happening. I'm getting it's collective. A lot of it is there's major shifts happening right now. And we can see that in the political climate in the United States. A lot of people are kind of on the edge of their seats. We have a lot happening in the world right now that is making people feel a little bit unsteady. We've got the election coming up in the United States. And, you know, we had Brexit, you know, in the UK. And so there's a lot of dynamics on the planet. And it's coming up for your husband. Like, how long have you owned this property?
About 12 years.
Okay. And what are you getting it ready for sale? Or are you thinking about selling this property and that's why you're doing the work? Or is it just finally you're getting around to doing what you want?
Finally, we're getting around to, he had a big change. He's 63 and he just probably about 2 months ago, he's no longer working.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because this is what's coming up. It's the reasons for why that he's doing the work, and so underlying, like I have had so many properties that I've worked on over the years, and I generally what happens is people buy a house or a home, and they are they'll be in that house and they'll be like, oh, I want to do this to it and I want to do that to it. And for a lot of people, they don't get around to doing that until they're ready to sell. And so what's coming up is the reasons why he's doing what he's doing. So we just want to strengthen that 100% that improving your physical environment will improve your lives. It's surprising the effect that our physical environment really has on us that we're unaware of. Things like when you're in your home or in your yard and you're looking around and every time you walk by, you're thinking, oh man, I wish I could get that done. You know, it's that kind of energy. So many, many times what happens is people buy homes and then they fix them up just to sell them. They say they're going to do this and this to it. And then when they're ready to sell, they get around to doing that. And so we're just going to strengthen for your husband that he's doing this for his own reasons, for the benefit of you and him. Is it landscaping he's doing, or is it, what is he doing?
He's putting in drainage and he's doing landscaping too.
Yeah, because it's coming up that he's weak to the landscape, like the hard labor of landscaping, the physical work of it. But I'm actually getting he actually enjoys that. So let's strengthen him to that. And what, you know, going backwards, I guess, is what's coming up. Mark, any last shifts that you want to give? Because we have a couple more callers here still.
I worked while you were talking.
Yeah, I know. I could feel
her,
you.
So I'm all good. All good.
Yeah. Where are you at with this? Can I ask you?
About a 4.
Good. It's shifting. And we're just going to strengthen your perception around this, that it could be that he could let this go very quickly. And there's a lot of underlying energies here between you and him. And it's about him coming to retirement and all of that. So we just strengthen him to that, that he doesn't have to be tired or be retired. He could just move on to a lifestyle that he really enjoys, you know? How does that feel to you?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. And feel
free to
contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and let me know how he's doing. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I just want to thank all of you for the wonderful feedback on my other book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. It's also available at Amazon and Lulu.com. A word of warning, this book just may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach on the line with me today, and we are correcting energy. And I just wanted to mention, because I was just reminded by the last commercial, that I will be on Dr. Pat's show on October 5th. I believe it's at 1 o'clock. That'll be next Wednesday after my other radio show. And this is on her show about Lyme disease, and I will be sharing a powerful protocol on that show that Will and I have been working on. We were looking into what are the effects of Lyme disease, what is science saying about Lyme disease. It's so complicated, so it's really interesting to be able to share that information. That'll be, it is next Wednesday on October 5th. And so, Mark, we have Raul on the line from Seattle. So, Raul, are you there?
I am here, Colette. Hi, Mark.
Hi,
Earl.
Are you?
How are you?
Hey,
what
Mark, why don't you send
Raul
me some love, and that can be contagious from over there, from all that love pouring in. Congratulations on your winning.
Oh,
thank you. Well, it wasn't, most people with the wedding, they kind of assumed there was a priest and all that. We didn't do that. We went to South France and we had a ritual where we did a lot of intentions and blow some pacho smoke and all that kind of thing. So it was really cool. I love it.
It was it's more like a ceremony. And I hope it was a little bit more fun than the ayahuasca ceremonies in Peru.
Oh, yeah, it was way more fun, actually.
Because now those ceremonies are pretty challenging.
That is true. Who Rob, wants to marry the madre? Not me, actually.
What can we do for you today, Raul?
Colette, I have this low back pain for the last 2 weeks that is just not going away. It's kind of like moving around a little bit.
And when you say low back pain, are you talking like right at the tailbone or are you talking above that?
It's around the belt line.
The belt line. And when you get in touch with this pain on a scale of 0 to 10, where is it now?
Right now it's 8, 7.
Okay, and what is it? Is it consistently that, or is it like, how would you describe the pain?
It's when I move, like when I stand up, it's like I get kind of sort of paralyzed a little bit. Like I can move, and then I start moving and kind of dissipates a little bit.
Okay, yeah, you have a real weakness to being stuck. On a scale to 0 to 10, where would you be with the pain right now?
Right at the center, it's probably at 7.
Okay. Mark, what are you getting here?
I'm getting the emotion of grief. Did you separate from a girl recently, or did she, or when was your last split up, so to speak?
No, that's been a while. I mean, I haven't had a relationship for years.
Okay. But still, you could on and off have a partner in your life or a sex partner, whatever you want to call it?
There's a woman that I hung out with about a month ago, but there's nothing going on there. I mean, it has not been it's just been a friend.
She triggers a lot of grief in you in some ways.
Yeah.
And I get stuck into your back. Actually, get stuck more into, kind of slows down your central nervous system. So you want to make the make it fast again. Mm-hmm. And the transition into the cells is getting slow in some ways.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy, like Mark said, around this grief. And so even this is what I wanted to say. On an energetic level, even though this relationship appeared to be a minor one, on an energetic level, it's coming up again, this karma thing. So let's just strengthen you that there's no need to suffer or struggle with it. It's kind of like you're caught in going two directions, back or forward is what I'm getting. And so you do not like the feeling of going backwards. And when you think about going backwards, how does that feel to you?
Oh, my goodness. You just nailed it again. It just doesn't feel right at all. But it's kind of like almost needed. It's like I need a little bit. And it's like, no, refocus.
Yeah, and what's coming up is when I said backwards, I got WORDS, backwards, rather than backwards. And so we're going to strengthen you to words that were said, words that weren't said in this relationship. We're going to strengthen you to her back to you. All of the, everything that you shared, everything that you didn't share, everything that you expected to share. This is coming in expectations, creating limitations for you. So just strengthen you to that if you have expectations, that it will be this or better. So strengthening you to this relationship with this woman, however short-lived it is, we can have relationships with people that last a minute, and they can be very profound. And then we can have relationships with people. Like some people get married and they're married for 20 years and they barely talk to each other, So the quality, it's coming up quality rather over quantity. So we just strengthen you to that quality versus quantity. So I'm going to work on that. And we just want to check in with you, Raul. Where is your back pain at now?
Oh, I just moved. This hurts pretty good.
What number is it?
I just moved it around. 9, almost 9 and 10.
See, what's happened is reverse perception here. Mark, do you want to work? What are you getting here?
So what is the motion you're doing that you check that it hurts?
If I move like back and forth a little bit, like if I move my tailbone, I'm sitting down right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're moving the hip, right? Back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's like thrusting forward, right?
Horrible.
So
yeah.
You kind of, the genitals come up weak in a way. Then there's grief from the ancestors. There is grief stuck to your, what's the testicles? So that's the correct term, right?
Mm-hmm.
On radio.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm
it's
not
okay.
Gonna do it wrong here.
I think you're allowed to say testicles on radio. And,
okay.
You know, they do have ball games too.
Okay, good, good, good. So, that stuff could snap back on you, kind of like hurts or weakens you in that situation. So then it's a hell lot of sitting. Are you a lot? Do you sit a lot these days?
Yeah, I do. I sit for 8 hours and I'm standing for 4 hours. Yeah.
Okay, you should get yourself into the habit that you set an alarm and every 45 minutes you get up, you tense, you do some push-ups. Or some, you know, bend your knees, some squats, do something for 2-3 minutes, get your system worked again.
Yeah, but what I'm picking up here, do you have any children?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, so do you feel like because you don't have children, you don't have the problems of children?
No, I don't think I just found the right one to have children with.
Okay, because this is coming up, unborn descendants coming through here wanting to be heard. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. All the situations, all the times that you've ever been in where there was the possibility of a child being conceived, we're just going to strengthen those souls and those beings to kind of leave you alone. It's just coming up. There's something about the belt and being cut off at the waist here. So we're just going to strengthen all of that, your perception around it. We've run out of time, but if you email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com, I'd like to see how you're doing. Because you and before we get you, because we're really out of time here, what number are you at now?
I will say a couple of numbers left. If I just moved in, it's painful. It's really painful.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's actually painful for you when you don't move. And so we're just going to strengthen you to moving, not moving. That moving thing is coming up for you, moving forward. And the thrusting thing is coming up from this desire and lack of desire at the same time to have children. It's kind of like an unresolved issue for you. So we're just going to strengthen this. It's more coming from your ancestors too. Thank you for calling in, Mark. We've run out of time. I just wanted to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, and all the best for everybody listening in.
Yes, and thank you, Brian. And I just wanted to remind people again that the Life Sparks book is available on Amazon for only 99 cents in ebook form until the end of today. And thank you all for all of your support in that. And we'll see you next week. I will be actually have Susie Briscoe from the UK on next week, and we will be talking about her story of inspiration in the book. Bye for now, and thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.